I'm going to go over the underworld for you and explain a lot of it and explain how you get there and the different things that can happen there. And most importantly, how you avoid having to participate in things you don't want to participate in. Starts off with this concept that what you do here and what you do about what you do here and so on determines where you'll go in the place beyond the grave, places beyond the grave. The underworld is set up so that when you murder or you steal or you do adultery or you do animal abuse or you do bearing false witness, destroying the institution of order and law, things like that, it's not a personal attack against you for doing these things. It's a response. You do this, you go there. Is it that simple? No, because some people, they were raised in a way by their parents to think a certain way and do certain things. That's understood, right? So it really depends on who you are and what all those variables are, which, to tell you honestly, only God can judge that, because God sees all things in its truth and knows all the context, right? Because that's what's critical, is context. You may be thinking you're going to hell, and there's a good chance you're not going to hell. Even though you've done terrible things, there was a context to it that does something else. Some people might be going to hell to participate, but not in places they don't want to be. They'll do things they want and get things they want. Some of them. Angels. The rule with angels is all angels go to the underworld to participate. Why? Because most angels are helpers, right? They're there to help you. They're there to go into very dangerous places and save people and get them out of terrible experiences. The medieval perspective of the underworld is incorrect. It's not that simple. It's part truth. There are red flesh scale demons and pits of pain and blood and suffering and fire pits and all that. But there is a storyline behind every soul who goes in there and has to participate, right? There's a long storyline. And it's not as simple as you just go and get tortured. No, you go get what you want. You go get what you don't want. You do what you need, get what you want. You do what you need, get what you need. It's all over the place. It's an epic adventure. It's what you would expect entities above would want to see, right? When you can see a whole bunch of explosions and destruction and chaos, but it's not real chaos, it's all under control by God, but that's what you want to see. You don't just want to see people tortured all day, no matter what, all day tortured. That's not how you would want to be. You would want to see storyline. You'd want to see shows, movies, all these things playing out for real. That is how the underworld is, right? Where what happens to you is a long, complicated story based on the things your body did on the earth, in this place, in this universe. The things your body did. And in context, the conditions and all the variables filled in determines what's going to happen to you. So in the underworld, there are games. It's very serious games, but it's gaming. And the soul is something that at times, depending on the soul, some souls want extreme gaming. They want extreme experience. So they go through some really heroic and sometimes awful, sometimes they're villains. These things all come into play, right? So it's important to know that in the underworld, you can die many times, but you kind of get used to it. you know for a fact that your soul's not going to die. It's not going to happen. The machines that you occupy, your body it can occupy. This is the first rules of hell. Your machine can occupy, your soul can occupy many different machines. So that could be a moving silver glass ball. That can be a insect of some sort, maybe a honeybee. And a cat, a horse, a dog, a bird. So your soul can be placed inside these different things. And you can experience all these, sometimes wanted, sometimes not. This is a resemblance of Hinduism teaching that you can be something that you don't want to be. Right? But the most important thing is that your soul can lock on to anything and think that it's that, and it can be a comedy behind it. It can be serious. There can be all sorts of things. You could feel it in certain ways that you don't want, or you can feel it in certain ways that you want. It really depends on what happened on the earth here. But why don't I say that it's punishment? Because God is in complete control of all the souls in this place. Everything you do, God did. Right? So this is not a place where you're punished. The underworld is not a place where you're punished. The underworld is a place where there's a response to who you are. Right? There's a response to your character and what it did. That's all. Right? So it's not personal. So now people would ask me all sorts of questions like what happens with homosexuality and stuff like that. Well, I'm part queer myself, but at the same time, I don't actually do a lot of stuff because I recognize that in this place, it's just something set up to get you into places you want and don't want. I'm trying to get into places I want as much as possible. And fornication is not always the way you want to be, right, in this place. But the more dangerous things, if you're somebody who's queer, the more dangerous things are things like adultery with somebody who is also queer. So it still applies, even though it's not a man and a woman, or a woman cheating on a man, or a man cheating on a woman. A man can cheat on a man, and a woman can cheat on a woman, and there's penalties beyond belief of that. Penalties. There is a response to that that will take you to somewhere very bad, right? Cheating is very bad. Unless you were cheated on first and you did it in response. That changes things. That's context, right? When there's context like that, things are seen. It's like, okay, so you were cheated on, then you cheated on them, fair game, right? But you have to bear in mind, the other thing is that if you cheat on somebody and then you spend your life trying not to be that way and trying to help people and trying to do the right thing, you're not going to go anywhere bad, because you actually saw the problem, you corrected it, you went on a mission to do the best you could do in this world. So things like that are context, like what did you do after? What did you think after? How did you respond? Did you ignore everyone and just say, I don't care, I'm going to keep doing it as much as I want to? That will get you into the worst possible situations. That's what will do that. But the underworld is also the jump-off point into billions of realms for individuals, in private realms and friend realms and Hollywood realms and video game realms and pornographic realms. They're all there, right? It's all sorts of things depending on who you are, what you did, what you need, what you want. It's all over the place. But the general rule is you get what you need from this place. And you don't want to stay there because there's all sorts of things that can happen over time that you don't want. So the objective of God is to get you back home, right? Back to our home universe where it's all wanting. There's no more murder, rape, theft. There's nothing like that. It's all just totally, everything is okay. Everything's on the level. There's no questioning what it is, what existence is. You know what it is. You know what all this stuff is. You don't think about it anymore. But that's not the underworld. The underworld is a place where sometimes you have to take a knife and cut on your arm, take the blood from your arm, put it on a machine, and that opens a door. You go through the door, and then there's a witch on the other side who has a story to tell you. You go through the story with the witch, and you envision it. She gives you visions of this place that you want to go to. And then you go to this place, and it turns out there's a war happening there, and then you're a soldier in that war, and you have to fight, but you're trying to get this gem inside the enchanted building. You see what I'm saying? This is what I meant by there is storyline to hell. There's all this stuff that happens. But things like witches and werewolves and all sorts of creatures are all valid and exist in the underworld. Not all possible creatures, just a lot of them. There's a lot of different creatures. There's a lot of different magic. That's another thing. The fabric of God is woven throughout all things. But in the underworld, you know that physics is not the ultimate answer, right? So you know that the fabric of God is like magic. So there's all these things that can happen. There's all these miracles that can happen. There's all these magical things that can happen. It's important to not say it's just magic, because magic sort of suggests that there's a natural force that doesn't have sentience to it, that determines where objects will float to and where things will teleport and where consciousness will move from this object to that object. No, the fabric of God is what you want to say, because God is in complete control of the whole experience at all times, right? Doing that while tricking the other controllers beneath her, where they're trying to do stuff and she's letting them do it, and then she goes around them and they can't do what they want, they have to do what they need, all those sorts of things. So this is a very vast, complicated machine, and the underworld is the prized gem of refueling souls for paradise. A lot of people have to go there to participate in the storylines because they worked on movies that were bad. They worked on, it's not movies that were bad, it's movies that are just death and destruction. So that gets them into the storyline, into the plot line. But there's also beautiful stories that are part of the underworld that people who worked on those movies have to go in, and the actors have to star in it. And how does that work? The actors are in a dream, right? There's billions of souls watching this one movie with the actor in a dream. And the actor doesn't know there's all these people there all the time, but they feel the place, they know it, they don't remember how they got there, they know there's something, but they still play their role, and they feel like they have all this memory of being this person, and it's a remarkable experience. It's unbelievable. Sometimes it's not what you want, but a lot of the times it's what you want, right? So they do what they need to do there to entertain souls. So there's a lot of souls who want to see all these storylines playing out. They want to see Firefly. They want to see Star Wars. They want to see Jurassic Park. They want to see 24. They want to see all these storylines playing out. And that's the key. So this is, when you talk about it that way, you see it's more like a movie theater experience for most souls. Most souls are not going there to participate because they didn't do anything that would respond that way. Lots of Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists who are good, all these things. They don't have to be concerned about the underworld. They get to go and watch it if they want, or go somewhere else if they want. It's up to them. It's really their choice, right? But a lot of people want to see what's going on because it's an epic storyline that they want to know. So the underworld can be something where it can be very graphic, where, you know, you have like Saw, which somebody has to saw their leg off to get out of the trap, right? That is awful and horrifying, but that person gets rewarded after the experience doing something else, right? So it's not just torture all day, all over the place, no matter what happens. No, there's reward, there's going through something hard and then having a break, and going through something you want, then going through something mediocre, then going through something funny, then going through something loving. Like, it's just, it's all over the place. It does so many different things. So this is a very important teaching for people.